Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday the 14th of February. Hope you've all been nice to your loved ones on Valentine's Day. Okay, into today. There is no horse again, I'm afraid. Yes, racing is in flow, but there's nothing of interest for me. Small fields and nothing that fits the profile that I'm looking for. The golf obviously gets underway tonight, so hopefully you've got your bets on there, and I will update that over the next 3 or 4 days as things go on. And if there's any other trades, did miss a trick, as was pointed out to me last week, I would normally have laid Paul Casey. And discussing that last night, I'm a bit annoyed at myself for missing that opportunity, but it was just a busy weekend and it didn't come into my head, if I'm honest. But if anything like that does appear, I will include it on the podcast over this weekend and obviously going forward through the season. There are plenty of opportunities in golf, laying leaders that go a bit too short. There's quite an overreaction in that sport at times, so I will try and point those opportunities out to you going forward. Football, hopefully you did okay last night. I know a couple went against us, but Real Madrid grabbing a late winner. And obviously the lay of the under 2.5 at Tottenham at half time came in as we went on and gave them a right good smashing and got our three quarters of our body into the last eight. So those final tickets and flights that I've booked and been mocked for are still looking good. Okay, on to today. It's not much on, but I'm looking at the Europa League. I've got two games on my radar, which I'm going to play small. And I will cover things like staking and that next week. I know I keep saying I'm going to do this next week. I've been really busy and I've looked at my inbox this morning and I've got nearly 2,000 emails to wade through and have a look at. Plus I've been recording videos for the website, and obviously I only actually get 3 days a week of work normally, because Friday to Monday is pretty much logjam with doing weekend football and my own trading. So please do bear with me. I am a one-man band trying to get it all done, but we'll get through some emails this afternoon and I'll get as much done as I can over the next few days once I've done the football sheets tomorrow for FTS members. Anyway, sorry, off track. Back to today. Okay, right, I am looking at 5.55 at Galatasaray versus Benfica. I had over 2.5 goals, slightly odds on. It's available at 2.12, so I will be letting that game kick off. Literally, you know, within a couple of minutes, I will back over 2.5 goals over the first sort of 10-12 minutes of that game then. And I will trade that and I will green it up both outcomes if and when the goals come. So it's not one where I'll just remove the liability. The over 2.5 at Galatasaray, let it kick off, 2.12. I will be backing over in two or three bets over that first 10-15 minutes, and then I will let that green up completely as the goals go in on both sides. So that's the first game. And the second game, again, is a 5.55 kickoff, so just be aware of that, because obviously there's 5.55 kickoffs and 8 o'clock kickoffs. Rennes versus Betis, exactly the same bet, and that is 2.52. Massive odds. I had it closer to even money. So 2.52, Rennes versus Betis, exactly the same. Kick off, two or three bets over that first 10 minutes, and I will green up both outcomes if and when the goals go in. Maximum risk will be a small point on each one. So no real damage if it really goes against us. But hopefully we see a couple of goals in those games and we can get green as early as possible. Just looking through the match odds, nothing massive. Arsenal are obviously very short and should get the job done. Leverkusen, I had about right even money, 2.06 away. I wouldn't put anybody off backing Leverkusen there. I'm not doing it myself, but I wouldn't put anybody off it if they wanted to. Celtic Valencia, I had a look at that game, I couldn't really see any value either side of that. I think Valencia are rightly just favourites, but Celtic at home, you know, with the crowd behind them, can put up a good fight there and may well win. So I couldn't get involved in that one. The team I thought were a bit big were Sevilla, but again, not enough for me to really get a bet involved. Lazio at home, Sevilla 3.2 away there. Think Sevilla will give them a really good game tonight, but yeah, there was no juice in that to get me going. And Chelsea, obviously, away was the other one I looked at. Well, Napoli and Chelsea, and again, both short, and I would expect both of those to win, but not interested at the prices. So it is only the 2.5 bets that I'm going for: Ren Betis and the Galatasaray Benfica game. I'll have an update on the golf tomorrow, and obviously we get into the weekend football. Podcast may be a bit later tomorrow because I have to process all the Friday football, but I will try and get it out as early as I possibly can for you. Good luck if you play tonight, and I'll be back in the morning. Thanks for listening.